This public service announcement brought to you by Just Fell Out of Escrow. Top 5 reasons a property does not sell. This is a resource for sellers, owners, prospective buyers, and agents alike to learn how they can tighten up their real estate transactions. The infamous words "just fell out of escrow," also known as "back on market," is a telling story of the sequence of events that have transpired in a deal. Most people are conditioned to look at foreclosures and auctions as the only source of opportunities and miss one staring right in the face. Learn how you can create winning opportunities and save the deal when things have gone wrong. Order your copy today at all major online retailers such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order direct at realestate100.net/shop. Again, that's realestate100.net/shop. Hello and welcome to this public service announcement brought to you by our sponsors. I wanted to bring to light in the wake of this national emergency declared by President Donald Trump so that you can see what's happening behind the scenes and in the forefront, where you can connect the pieces together for yourself so that you are positioning yourself. This is a long game. When we share and discuss real estate terms, concepts, literacy, empowerment, this is about proper positioning. And so because JP Morgan is a major player, major bank, who has now just announced their version of a Bitcoin called JPM Coin, that they're saying will help speed transactions or speed payments. Now you have JP Morgan Chase jumping into the virtual currency arena, announced February 14th, 2019. Now the significance of that is 3 months prior, in November of 2018, FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, announced that they were reissuing their geographic targeting orders. They are also expanding their coverage to 12 metropolitan areas. So what does that mean? They are now requiring that U.S. title insurance companies identify the natural person behind shell companies used in all cash purchases of residential real estate. The purchase amount threshold, which was previously varied by city, is now set at $300,000 for each covered metropolitan area. And they are also requiring that covered purchases using virtual currencies be reported. You hear that? So not only has the threshold lowered to $300,000 on a real estate transaction, but they are now requiring that virtual currencies be reported. Now, FinCEN, their effort is to squelch, stop the alleged involvement of these shell companies, illegal illicit enterprises, including foreign corruption, organized crime, fraud, narcotics, trafficking, and other violations. Now, why is that significant? Because right now there's a big push right now about this wall or this quote unquote barrier, call it what you want, right? And I say that respectfully, I'm not downplaying that. Because, you know, there's just been this back and forth about what it is. What the intent has been is to block trafficking. So here you have FinCEN saying, hey, we've lowered our threshold to $300,000 and we now are including virtual currencies. How does that impact you? You may say, yo, Lisa, this is a lot. But when and how am I going to be impacted by something like this? I'll be your seller, property owner, buyer, and or real estate professional in the industry. Your transactions will be impacted if you are in one of these metropolitan areas. You will get a notice from the title insurance company. And I implore you, if you have not yet signed up for our webinar series of 2019, do so now. Check it out on the Eventbrite. You can visit ReadySetRealEstateWebinars.eventbrite.com. The entire year schedule is up. Third Saturday of each month, we are having a webinar series, and one of them is actually going to be covering the significance of title insurance. So this is important. So they know what preliminary title report is and the significance of that. So now FinCEN just announced this November. So for the industry, we've been predicting. Some of you who have not, you're learning this for the first time. Your preliminary report will now have verbiage in relation maybe to a geographic GTO issued pursuant to the Bank Secrets Act. Information necessary to clients must be provided prior to the closing. That means closing as well. This transaction will not be uninsured into information if it reviewed and found to be complete. Now, what did you gather from that? I'm trusting you heard things. That this is pursuant to the Bank Secrets Act, which I just shared with you that JP Morgan Chase just jumped into the cryptocurrency, and they're now selling themselves to virtual currencies. And when we start to have virtual currency normal transactions, it definitely will open us up to more risk, liability, and expose us to so much more fraud. Okay? So this is how something like this is going to impact your transaction and your future. Now, because I'm saying cryptocurrency, more likely here to say, because cash is king, credit is queen, and now we have the reverse happening where we see credit is king, cash is queen. I think about my son, you know, when I take him to a arcade place or a restaurant that has arcades, and in exchange for my real money, my coins, my dollars, they kick out a plastic card with something called credits on it. He's now conditioned to play and add his enjoyment for his leisure. He gets to tap and swipe and deplete the funds on that plastic card. So this next generation is being conditioned on using plastic, on credit. Virtual currencies will be normalized for them, right? Because that's what they're looking at. They're looking at a machine that's actually converting our real money into units, which is virtual currency. And so the more normalized it comes for them, how is that going to impact their daily lives as it relates to real estate transactions, as it even relates to credit, building credit? We've seen so many things in this industry right now in revamping credit scores with the Ultra FICO. We've seen credit score minimums dropped so that loans can be underwritten. We see loan products that will be underwritten at 550 credit score, even 500 with 10% down. The new normal, I did a segment on this about 2 years ago. The new normal minimum score is 580. Why? Because a large portion of the United States economy, individuals are saddled with debt. Are you paying attention that right now there's actually a House representative that wants to require that students who have student loan pay 10% of their student loans automatically from their checks once they are employed? Are we paying attention to that? All these things are impacting your ability for positioning, albeit purchase, investing, building your wealth, building your legacy. And this is why I come on and I want to share this information with you. So I want to invite you to join our webinar, stay connected, subscribe to our newsletter, realestate100.net. You get a free copy of my ebook, Ready, Set, Real Estate, How to Win with When the Market Shifts. Great gems in there. Talks about how to properly position yourself for maximizing your purchasing power, dealing with tenants, relocations. So I give quick pointers and gems on real strategies that you can actually apply and use. And that's free. Just subscribe to the newsletter. It's my gift to you. And for those of you who are supporting the podcast, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because I'm offering a special coupon code for those of you who would like to attend the Ready, Set, Real Estate webinar series. Third Saturday of each month, 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll run for an hour. And registration is $15, but with coupon code PODCAST, all caps, PODCAST, apply that coupon code and you save $5 off registration. Can't get more sweeter than that. I made a low entry barrier for you guys to come on. Spaces are limited, but also do know that a portion of the proceeds are donated to Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. Learn more. Learn what we're doing there at realestate100youth.org. Open enrollment has started for the first youth online curriculum based from our signature real estate workshop called Real Estate 100. Spawned by the book, Real Estate 100, The Teen Owned Buying Experience. It's an entire real estate literacy curriculum that includes the ebook, downloadable worksheets, assessments, and a certificate of completion. Really excited about that. So if you know someone, you're an educator, you're an activist, a community supporter, you yourself, you do running a homeschool, you want this for your kids, contact me, learn more. What we're doing. Again, this show supports Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. And I want to conclude with this. If you're a business owner, we are scaling our platform and we'd like for you to partner with us and join us on this awesome journey. Over a year and a half, we went from just, you know, a wild idea to now we're in season two of Ready, Set, Real Estate. And in the interim, we have bonus series and episodes and cross promotion with other individuals, businesses, and platforms. And we want you to be a part of that. So if you're a business owner with a product and or service you would like featured on the show, contact me for details. Do send an email, drop a comment. You can send an email to info@realestate100.net. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at realestate100.net. .net to learn more and get our sponsorship package, a sponsorship deck. That way you can see what options fit best for you and what you'd like to do. Again, our show is repurposed on all our social media at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn, which gives us quite a reach with B2B and B2C. All right. That's my time. I trust that you have found this information valuable. I'd love to hear your feedback. You drop a comment, send me an email, and I ask you to make sure you're subscribing, liking, and sharing our show with your networks. Connect, build, and share. That's what we are all about. Thank you, and we'll see you next week on a very powerful, productive, informational, edutaining episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate.